Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Chill Chatter Chronicles. I'm Lena, and I'm joined by my friends and co-hosts Michelle and Quinn. Today, we're going to talk about video games and the connections we've made while playing them. If you're not a gamer, then it might come as a surprise to hear that sitting in front of a screen and pressing buttons can be such a social activity. But there are many different communities that formed around what you might call silly little games. And today, we want to offer you a deeper look into the different sides of the gaming communities. So, Michelle, you play mostly competitive multiplayer games. Tell us and our listeners a bit about those. What makes you like them so much?
Well, for one, the so-called FPS games, also best known as first-person shooter games, are quite exciting. You play against an opposite team and always have to pay close attention to your surroundings, your teammates' abilities, location, and health. I love coming up with strategies and working together with others in intense matches, especially since the different characters you get to pick have different roles. The gameplay can be very different depending on whether you are a healer, a tank, or sharpshooter. Despite the rather simple gameplay, which may sound repetitive at first, it never gets boring since the people you play with are ever-changing.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And how do you experience your connection with the community?
Alright, I get to play together with many different people in each match, and it can be really fun. You get to know many players while you strategize with your team. While playing, you learn a lot about the people in your team and their strengths and weaknesses. Communication is super important in shooting style games like Valorant or Call of Duty, so your successes and failures depend on how well you and your team work together. Therefore, we are all connected by a shared goal.
That sounds like you need to be really good at communicating with your team to coordinate a win, right? But do you also have bad experiences with that type of community? Anything you don't like?
Oh, absolutely. As much as the large and diverse community is a genre's strength, it can also be a big downside. Sometimes you get teammates that are uncomfortably competitive. In FPS games, you usually communicate over an in-game voice chat. However, sometimes you can get a lot of backlash simply for being a woman. Most players are male, and while most of them are respectful, some are downright misogynistic, which can be very stressful and distracting. If their hateful comments lead to mistakes, they will blame it on your gender. It can be especially stressful when multiple teammates gang up on you. But you have people like that everywhere, and it is possible to mute them, report them, or forfeit the match. So I don't let it get to me too much and focus more on the kind teammates.
Right. Well, sadly, every community has its dark side. But you still enjoy playing those games, yeah?
I really do. And even if I do not want to deal with a bad type of teammates, I can always play the games with my friends, most of whom I actually met through them. It is really cool to get to know others and bond with them through a shared interest. I love playing against my friends competitively, and it always brings us together no matter where we are in the world.
Now isn't that lovely? Who knew you could form such tight friendships via games like this? Right, well, let's go over to you, Quinn. Do you prefer multiplayer games too, or is there another genre that caught your eye?
Right, so I mostly play something I would call passive community games. There are interactions between other players to an extent, but it is not their main focus. A great example are the Dark Souls games. They are known for being incredibly hard because their story is rather cryptic and you have to fight difficult bosses in a dark and confusing world. It's really fun though. The world is hauntingly beautiful, and it feels really rewarding and satisfying when you defeat a difficult enemy.
Those games sound really hard, especially if you have to fight those bosses alone. But tell me, how does your community differ from Michelle's?
So, while multiplayer is optional, players can help each other through cooperation. You can't directly talk to other players, but you can invite people to help you, which is a lot of fun. Defeating a difficult boss together feels very rewarding because you achieved something together. And because the games can be a bit confusing at times, they also encourage working together with other players outside of the game by reading guides or asking other people for help.
So you don't necessarily have to suffer through those hard fights alone and can rely on others to help you? That would definitely be my strategy. But what about the dark sides of your community? Anything you would like to share that's less pleasant?
Sure, you can absolutely have bad experiences with other players. These games have a mechanic that's called invasions, where other players can join your game to fight you. As long as you play alone, that isn't really an issue, but when you're playing together with someone else, invasions are possible. And it can be very frustrating if someone that is a lot better than you invades your game and kills you. But they can't directly talk to you and insult you, so it's a lot less toxic and not as bad as Michelle's experiences. Especially since you don't know anything about the other players besides their username and what their character looks like. So, while these interactions can be really frustrating, they do feel a lot safer, especially if you're part of a minority, and that's why I prefer these types of games.
Oh wow, those invasions sound really unfair. And they only happen when you're already playing with others, right? Do you do that a lot?
Sometimes, yes. I prefer to play these games mostly alone, but they can be pretty confusing and challenging for me because I have ADHD. They don't have a map, for example, and only give you vague hints, so you have to rely on your memory a lot. I solved this issue by having a friend watch me play these games and help me by telling me where to go or reminding me of things I've forgotten. It's a lot of fun because it feels like we're playing the game together and it makes it a lot easier for me. Sometimes when I get stuck in especially hard areas, we play together. He's from the US actually, so I'm connecting to people across continents by playing these games.
So you too met some close friends via your community, just like Michelle. That's the beauty of gaming communities, isn't it?
Oh, hey Lina, you prefer single player games from what I know, right? Is there a community you interact with as well, even though the games themselves are meant to be played alone?
Why yes, I do play single player games in my free time. They're mostly story based games that don't require any interaction with other players. Currently, I'm actually replaying all the Resident Evil games after coming home from university. And while it's true that my community is very different from yours, there are certainly ways to interact with other gamers too. We usually connect via social media platforms such as TikTok or any other creative art sharing forums. Some fans make video montages of their favorite scenes from the games, others write fanfiction. There's really a million ways to interact with the community, even though the actual gaming experience is a solitary one.
Wow, that's really different from our communities. And are there any bad experiences you can share?
Well, I quite like playing by myself, so I don't really see it as something negative. However, there are a few games I played that were less popular and therefore had smaller fan bases. And while that leaves less room for any negative experiences, it is quite sad because there is less fan content I can indulge in and also less people I can talk to about those games. So I don't have the problem of dealing with toxic players or playing with someone that is way better than me, but it's more something of really having to search for other fans that share my love for a certain game. But that's all right, I don't really mind it because my friends who play single player games too have no problem with me just gushing about my current game obsessions or frustrations. I usually FaceTime with my best friend while we're both playing games on our own and we just talk about them on the side or laugh at the other person if they keep dying in their game.
Wow, it's so cool to see the differences in gaming experiences you can have based on the type of game you play and what type of community you interact with. I love how there are games for everybody, no matter what game style I prefer. While I love playing with others, I can totally see the appeal of single player games too. Sometimes you really need to wind down and relax without any competitive aspects or other people breathing down your necks.
I totally agree. It's really amazing to see how we can connect with other people across the world. I don't think that competitive multiplayer games are for me, but single player games sound really fun. I will absolutely try them out.
Well, there you have it, folks. I think we all learned something new about the different gaming communities today. What are your favorite games that you like to play at home? Are you more of a single player or a multiplayer person? Let us know by joining our Discord server where you too can connect to other people who enjoy this podcast. My name is Lena and I was joined by my co-hosts Michelle and Quinn. Thank you for listening to Chill Chatter Chronicles and we hope to see you again next week, where we will have a special guest joining us to explore how modern literature can help connect thousands of people. Until then, enjoy your day and stay chill.